Welcome back, K-State Nation, to another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Your very first time listening to the show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your weekend to do so. This will come out tomorrow, yep, during Memorial Day weekend. And of course, yeah, we're going to have an episode, well, today, it's recording this on May 22nd, 2026. Tomorrow, yep. Sunday, yep, and of course, Memorial Day Monday, yep, we'll have an episode for you there as well. All things Kansas State Athletics here on this podcast. Well, the season is a wrap for K-State baseball, and in the hands of West Virginia yesterday, 4-2. Leah Sheffield did get the start for this for the game here. I'll get into that in a minute, but I said on yesterday's postcast that, all right, if they're going to make a run, if they're going to continue to make this run, this offense is going to have to, again, carry the load. And they could not. an amazing stat jumps off. It just jumps at me immediately. We're looking at these notes here as the K-State 2026 baseball season comes to a close. We can close the curtain on that. Now, 27 hits in the first couple games. That's against Utah in the upset over TCU. They only got 4 last night. So this offense that was so good early in the season, the beginning of the season, I can't find the word right that kind of fell back. This is what I'm going to use right now for the offense. But, yeah, to get that far, especially, I had doubt they would even make it past Utah after falling behind 3-0. It says a lot about K-State. But you look back at this season, and it just, again, it's a matter of what ifs. They left a lot of wins out on the table there, and if they would have gotten those wins, we could be sitting here talking about an NCAA regional. This team with some of its core, this team, of course, D. Kennedy as well, they're coming off an NCAA regional last year, and then the year before that, getting into the super regional. So I kind of put this as a disappointment. Now, I didn't put no high expectations on anything. but it's like, you're looking like, all right, you know, I thought for sure this team was going to, they're preseason pick, what, 8th or 7th? I can't remember. They're pick mid-pack in the conference. And they finished near bottom. So that's a step back. And that it says here, and I don't know. I'm not calling for Pete. Now we have said, more Alex has said calling for Pete Hughes' head, but I don't know his contract situation with K-State right now. I don't know all that information at the moment. It's in the recording podcast. I don't know that, but again, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I don't know. That's the thing that I need to look up to see, because he's been around a long time, quite frankly enough. It's like, damn, he's only been here 8 seasons? That's crazy. Time is just flying by. Things happen, whatnot, but it is crazy. I honestly would categorize this as a disappointment season. Disappointing season. there. So you're going to lose more likely D. Kennedy, more likely. Maybe a couple of other players that I don't know. We don't know about it at this time. But that's just my first initial thoughts right now. we'll go more in depth as we get, Lord willing, into the summer months here. And obviously, I'll be bringing back Alex to talk about this season. Really, all the big 3 seasons from this past year. Baseball, they finished up the year, 30-27. That ain't good enough. Yeah, the basketball team, really, really struggle. And I think in the baseball and the basketball teams, and you might kind of align themselves together because I was very optimistic after the, I'll put it out there. I was very optimistic about the basketball start. I'm like, all right, we might got some here. And then it just faded away. Long ass losing streak. Same thing here with the baseball team. They started out so well. And then you have the, and then you have these losses. And then you don't play well at home. That's the other thing that stands out. My first initial thoughts is it's a rarity that you lose games at home. And that was another thing, too, that I kept bringing up this week on the show. I was like, we play so much better away from 2020. I don't understand it. And in the baseball, of course, they fall in along the seat themselves as well. But they got themselves out of that hole by advancing that this far in the Big 12 tournament to get knocked out by West Virginia. And the football team was very consistent last year. So it's like, man, oh, man. So now football is going to be in the picture now as we'll get ready for that. And let's not forget, hey, we're all things K-State sports. So let's not forget about the other sports, too. Soccer right there with it. We'll get a women's soccer. I'm hopeful to have a women's soccer episode, probably focusing on the schedule aspects anyways, probably on Memorial Day, quite the thing of it. So I might record either later on night or tomorrow and have that up on Monday. But, yeah, man, so it is what it is at this point at this time. So, man, we'll take a look at the inside of the box. Whoa, additional links. What's going on here? Anyways, I ain't doing that. But anyways, yeah, Lincoln Sheffield got to start. and I might switch to, let me see if what I can do here. Well, that's interesting. Yeah, so I don't know. But yeah, Lincoln Sheffield got to start. We'll just go off these notes here. Because yeah, it doesn't really matter at this point because we're not playing more baseball anyways. It's a wrap. In 2026, Pro Bunch Podcast, all things K-State sports, West Virginia 4, K-State 2, putting in the K-State baseball season in 2026. Eddie Greer here for another postcast, closing the curtain on K-State baseball and head coach Pete Hughes for the season there. I am going to put this in here. Kylan Lotis, Isis Kavasco. It's been that kind of morning. I see that kind of morning already. Are you serious? Anyways, let me finish this up. Kylan Lotis, AJ Skavosko, Barry Matlock, and Grant Gallagher had the hits for K-State in this game. So it is wild that, you know, yeah, the offense came to life in the beginning there. And look at Sheffield. You got to give him a lot of credit. I mean, he pitched 2 2/3 the other night in that win over Utah in the first game, in the first round. So, but I just got to say, man, so it's frustrating enough as it is. But, yeah, thankfully the season's over. Now we can really put the focus in on football and all that other stuff. So, but I'll have more, more thoughts on the whole season as a whole as we get in. Once we get, well, we're approaching summer right now, if we're not already in it, but it's just like, wow, crazy. But yeah, last night, wanted to come on here and kind of start putting the bow on the K-State baseball season. K-State baseball finishing 30-27 after back-to-back appearances in the NCAA regionals last year and the year before that. Like I said, you had to go all the way, basically, to get there. You're not going to, obviously, you're not going to get there. So there's that there as well. The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast is found free and available daily. Or it's just a core K-State content. You know what it is. iTunes, Spotify, daily podcast. Eddie gets his head right. We are a daily K-State podcast. Focus on everything sports at out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University here. So there's that. And yeah, make sure your telephone K-Stater about the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports, and I will come back for a more fuller review of this K-State baseball team at some point. I don't know when that's going to be, because now, other than looking ahead toward football season, under new head coach Colin Klein, you have a track and field team now taking center stage now. So there's that. As they will be back in action for NCAA West preliminaries, other quote-unquote regionals, next weekend. So there's that as well. So, oh, man. You gotta love common sense. You gotta love common sense. But anyways, let's wrap this up. Alex Hayden out there in the state of California. It's Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. Again, West Virginia puts it in to the K-State's Big 12 run in 2026 and closes out the season. It is West Virginia 4, K-State 2. This has been another postcast edition right here of the Pro Watcher Podcast. All things Kansas State Athletics. So, Cats.